Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to We Say Wednesday. Oh, it works! Woo! I don't know if you can hear the little clapping, but just a little something we're throwing in, say sound effects. It's kind of fun. What we got next? Cell phone ball? No, nothing. Oh, cartoon space ball. Welcome to We Say Wednesday, everybody. I'm hostless for the moment. So for the moment, this is Belle Starr telling you all what We Say Wednesday is all about. Tonight is January 16th, 2012. Am I right? Are we on? Can everybody hear? Are we good? Kind of not? All right, well, we're going for it anyway. We Say Wednesday, January 16th, 2012. What? 16th? No, January. What did I say? Oh, those Mayans, they did it again. They came back. They got in my head. They're still in 2000. See, I jinxed them last week, and I was talking, never mind, Mayans. Tucson, Arizona's number one radio podcast about all things medical cannabis. Let's just get there. I think that's where we'll start. Your host, Belle Starr, and the cannabis kid who's missing in action. I think he's getting a really cool groovy award for doing something really cool and groovy in our community right now. So we're going to accept the fact that he's not here. What's that? Oh, yeah, I was just getting to that. I was trying, but the effects are a little late. And I think the music, I got to figure out how to, like, do the whole mixing effect of the music. But anyway, We Say Wednesday. We will have interviews, strain reviews, product reviews, news, information about anything and everything medical cannabis related in Tucson, Arizona, and the world at large. You can have all your friends call 646-915-8421. Heck, have your enemies call in. I don't care. We don't care. We want to talk to everybody that wants to talk to us. They can email thctucson@gmail.com. They can blog us, spam us, call us. Heck, come on down if you know where the secret location is. But we will air your questions weekly. We would like to thank Tumbleweeds Health Center for allowing us the privilege of doing our radio show here every week for almost a year now. That's a live applause. Woo! Yeah, I don't know how we do the thing. Anyway, yeah, almost a year now. Just a few shows away from that. That's awesome. We're going to find some way to celebrate that. Tonight we have a wonderful show. I say that every week because it's the truth. We're lucky. We're privileged. I think that we are just really honored to be, we were talking about this, we're honored to be in this this movement, this mission, this compassionate plea to help out America, you know, at least for America anyway. But we were talking about really this is more a mission to, well, not more, but it's also a mission to just have the choice. Americans need the choice to be able to pick, you know, whatever is going to heal them properly, you know, the way that they need it, without someone saying to them, no, you can't, or, you know, that's not good for you, or it is, or whatever. We, you know, it's about choice as well as this beautiful plant that we've come to know as cannabis and marijuana and weed and pot and ganja and whatever you want to call it. It's wonderful. And we have a wonderful show tonight. We have an interview with a Williams dispensary owner who's going to call in soon here and talk to us about what is going on up north in the world of dispensaries, which we are all just curious about. We want to know what's going on with all dispensaries. But we will get to that in just a little bit. While we're waiting for Cannabis Kids, someone just came over who's graciously going to co-host with me. They're shaking their head no. But there is a lot going on right now while we're waiting. It looks like we got somebody on the line here. We're going to pop in a minute. But there's a lot going on in the cannabis world out there. And actually, speaking of a lot going on in the cannabis world, if you check out tumbleweedshealthcenter.com, I believe that there is a link from... There's a little page on there where you can like them, like Tumbleweeds, but there's a Facebook page. And we have a new Facebook administrator who's going cuckoo. Woo! Where are those applause now? We got to get that going. But they're going cuckoo. And, oh, it's over here. It's way around. I don't know how to get there. But this wonderful woman is updating our Facebook page with all sorts of really great information and facts and fun things and even a video that we are going to play an MP3 of tonight, a great new video that we got out of lightheartedness, but it's a great video that's lighthearted with an awesome message. Steve Burke's new video, Pot Shop, it's a thrift shop parody. It's blown up all over YouTube. I feel like Hoda. I feel like I've got this great new little video and I need like little lyrics with the bouncing ball. Oh, it's going to be on the Today Show soon. I know it. It's going to be. Well, almost maybe. We're going to ask Steve. It's just about damn near our new theme song. It's really fun and it's very informative. If you sit down, the lyrics actually they did something brilliant. They put the lyrics on YouTube. You can read along with it. It's really funny. It's very informative and humor is beyond necessary in our world, and they do it well. And the video is great. I just talked to Steve. It's a low budget video. They do it for the politics, and we're going to talk to him next week. He's going to be on with us next week to talk about his videos and what he does in this crazy political cannabis world of ours. Let's see here. We are going to get to our interview. Of course, tonight we're going to have we're going to have our empathy book. We're going to have a little bit of news, maybe some quotes from some cool books, and maybe there are some really great articles in High Times this week. I don't know if anybody's had the chance to get their secret magazine in the mail, but this week's great. It's got articles about pot in the NFL, talking about your biggest harvest ever, a guide to the ultimate sativa. And there's actually a story about how 420 came about. And they're actually sending dogs to your house now. So people with your cards out there that are certified, be compliant. Make sure you've got your cards and your paperwork. And make sure no one can drive by and see your girls, make sure that they don't go by your house and say, hey, I was looking for you, but you weren't there. Your girls look good. You don't ever want to hear that from one of your greatest friends in the world. So enough said about that. But be legal. Make sure your documents are in order. Make sure things are locked. This is a challenge that patients are having. There are a lot of people out there taking advantages of the rules and maybe not even knowing them, which is one of the things that we encourage around here is to know your rules, your laws, your regulations. You can come down to Tumbleweeds. There's always tons of education and classes. In fact, I think there's a legal class at the end of the month. Come down here and get educated. There's Normal printed out or posted on their website that Tumbleweeds has printed out these little cards with your Fourth, Fifth, and Sixth Amendment rights. And basically, you should know those. They help you handle legal situations that you might not otherwise be able to or know how to handle. Talking about your right to a lawyer, your right to silence, and your right to not have somebody search or seize your stuff. So with that, speaking of stuff, we are going to make sure our little sound system works here. We are going to invite Pat on the air. She is from the Williams Dispensary in Arizona. And let's see if we have Pat here. See if we can get Pat on air.
I'm here.
All right. There you are. Yay. Welcome to Weeds Day.
Well, good evening, Belle. How are you?
I'm doing swell. And yourself?
I'm doing wonderful. It's my pleasure to be with you this evening.
Well, it's an honor to have you. We are just so excited. The state of Arizona is very excited about dispensaries and the possibility of being able to just, when they need it, when they're in pain, when they are out and about, go to the dispensaries and get safe, quality medication for themselves like they would any other place. We are really honored to have you here tonight. Why don't you tell us a little bit about what's going on up in Williams?
Well, we passed our inspection on January 3rd after a heavy 6 months of loads of work. And we will be opening on January 21st to a multitude of patients who are just waiting for our doors to open. It's wonderful.
Oh, that's awesome. Do you have, are you doing like pre-registrations right now or anything like that? Do you have a group, a list of, or a pile of members, patients waiting already?
We have a lot of patients ready. We have not pre-registered anyone. We're just going to open our doors on Monday and go from there. We know that there's a group out there waiting for us. We get calls every day and folks dropping by every day to see if we're open. So it's, we're very much needed and accepted in Williams. It's a nice, nice town.
Oh, that's great. You know, with all the challenges that, you know, like White Mountain and that area have had, we were wondering how the Williams area and how the town's accepting you and places around. What are they saying about what's going on?
Well, what's interesting, when we went for a zoning hearing, we actually had to deal with some pickets and answer a lot of misinformation. And once we were able to show that we're legitimate business people and that this is a legitimate business, the town embraced us, and it's been very nice ever since. That happened in September. We've not had an issue since.
Oh, well, good.
Yep.
So 6 months, though, is a long time to – what did you have to do to prepare in that 6 months? What does it take? And I know, you know, this is a question for a lot of people because they think that – I mean, we know that $150,000 is a lot of – money to come up with, but a lot of people think, oh, if I have $150,000, I can just open a dispensary. What is it? What's really the process here?
It's a slow and tough process. My suggestion to everyone out there who's looking to open a dispensary, you need to go absolutely line by line through the checklist and read every word in that line, because those are the rules that DHS is following. If you're missing one document or one patient education material out of a line you didn't read correctly, they'll ding you on it.
Oh.
It involves a lot of paperwork. I would say probably more than 100 documents.
Wow. And so you must have a whole team of people that are going through these documents with you to make sure that they're all correct before you submit them so that they don't come back at you.
Well, the whole team is named Pat. It's me. But I pre-submitted my documents to DHS before the inspection. I asked them to please look them over and let me know if I was missing something. So when they came out for the inspection, it was very smooth. Everything was all ready, and they knew what to expect when they got there.
Oh, good. Now, are you the official owner, manager? What's your title of the dispensary there? Do you own it?
I am one of the owners. There are seven of us involved, and I am the dispensary administrator.
Okay. Dispensary administrator. So does that mean you're running the day-to-day?
Correct.
Awesome.
I do the compliance as well to make sure that we stay legal and legitimate and that we're not stepping on anyone's toes.
Okay. Are you in the actual town of Williams itself? Are you on the outskirts?
We're right downtown Williams on Route 66. In fact, the name of our center is Route 66 Wellness Center.
Oh, that's great. Route 66 Wellness. Well, we down here will be sure to send people up there to see you. That's really cool. That's going to attract tourists, if anything.
Well, we appreciate that. And we wanted to kind of blend in with the tourist theme as well. And we feel like we did that. It's a very rustic old stone building built in 1873, and it's just cool.
Awesome. Wow. That's really great. Are you in? So, what are your neighbors like? Do you have like a coffee shop owner next door and a used bookstore next to you? What kind of, who are your neighbors and what are they thinking about this?
Well, it's interesting. On the west side of us is a little Wild West town that has a hotel with themed rooms and restaurants, and it's just a whole little touristy thing. And it's owned by the mayor, and he has absolutely embraced us. He thinks we're wonderful and needed. It's a really good relationship.
Oh, that's awesome. The mayor
And then
gives.
I'm
Okay.
on the east side of us is a malt shop, and they haven't come to see us yet, but we go over there and support them, so we're hoping that it'll come back in our direction.
A malt shop in chocolate malts. We're coming up.
Yes.
I love it. That's great. I just had a question that just slipped my mind. The cannabis kid just walked in. I'm excited to see him. Cannabis kid, this is Pat from the Williams Dispensary. She's one of the owners up there. So Pat, this is the cannabis kid.
Hi Pat, how you doing?
Wonderful. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
I had a question about from one of our patients was asking me about quality control. Are you testing your medications? What's happening with quality control in your dispensary?
Right now, we don't have a testing lab set up, but within a couple of months, we're hoping to have it on site so that we can test right there and let everybody see exactly what we have going. But at this point, all of our products are organically grown, some soil, some hydroponic, and no pesticides or fertilizers of any type.
Oh, great. That's one thing that we hear a lot about. People are really concerned about, when they've got their medicine from other places, we'll say. They're, scared and concerned what was in it. It's really an important thing
Exactly.
to, yeah, and organic and all natural sounds good over here. Now, what
Well,
about.
I was going to say, as a matter of fact, that's something that must be tracked per rules from DHS. We have to place on the label every product that was used in producing the medicine.
Wow. So from growing to edibles, you mean?
Exactly.
Like, so they want to know all the fertilizer you're using or.
Pesticides, anything that is not organic, any chemicals.
Any unorganic compound. Okay.
Exactly.
Wow. Interesting. I did not know this.
Pat, are you carrying any edibles and things up there that are for the people or the patients who can't smoke or don't really find that what they want to be doing?
Well, at the moment, we are not carrying edibles because it's another entire process, just like bringing up a dispensary. You have to bring up your commercial kitchen for all the rules of DHS. And we're working on that. Again, in a couple of months, we hope to have that up and going as well.
Will tinctures be a part of your
Yeah, what will you have?
Of course, a whole line of edibles, as far as baked goods and candies and those types of products. But we will also have salves and tinctures and creams and extracts, as well as dissolvables, gummies, you just about the whole line.
That's awesome.
Really nice.
That's really great because I know there are a lot of people out there that don't want to smoke, have never smoked, don't even want to vaporize.
Right.
So things like
They want it
candies or
easy,
gummies, yeah, and they
or
want to
something they
go
can put on their
small,
tongue,
yeah,
lozenges.
and discreet. Edibles are a lot more discreet than having the smell about you or, having to go hide and smoke somewhere. You can just eat a gummy.
Exactly. Well, I got into this industry because my forte is building cancer treatment centers. And we started asking our patients how many of them were using marijuana. And for a couple of years, we were providing for them at no charge just to try and give them some relief. But we didn't want them smoking, so we provided butters and edibles so that they weren't exacerbating their lungs. So
Excellent.
we completely understand the need for edibles.
Sure. Now, what about the latest trend in cannabis is juicing and actually eating it raw? Are you going to have things like that available?
You know, we haven't looked into that yet.
All right. Well, yeah, that's one of the things our doctor, one of our doctors recommends is juicing, and we're definitely
becoming more popular.
Exploring that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah, absolutely. Are you getting a request for certain strain types or certain edibles that people are wanting or needing around that area? I know that, you know, strains are, I mean, they can go all across the board, but some people like certain ones. Are you getting any requests like that?
Well, we haven't opened our doors yet, so requests have not come in. But when we do open, we have close to 20 strains available already. And it should pop up to about 40 by the time we're settled.
Wow. That's a lot.
Yes.
That's a big choice for people. That's great. So will these 40 strains cover the gamut of the ailments that Arizona approves, like cancer, HIV, AIDS, ALS, symptoms of MS, seizures, things like that? So you'll have
absolutely
a little recipe?
Yeah, we've got little shelf tags showing whether it's an indica, sativa, or a hybrid, and what symptoms it is known to alleviate.
Awesome. That's really great. That's a really big question. You know, I know you can go to the pharmacy and grab some ibuprofen. It's like a cure-all for some people, but strains are so unique to what each one can do and unique to the person.
Exactly.
Yeah. Are you, you're opening January 21st, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
Are you excited? Are you scared? Do you think the feds are going to come swooping in and get you? We hope not.
I've never been worried about that aspect of this because we treated this exactly like any other business. So that fear has never been there, but I am excited beyond belief.
Oh, awesome. That's really, really good to hear.
Now, Pat, I wasn't here before, but how are the neighbors around handling it with you opening up?
Extremely accepting. It's been very nice.
That's
great. They're all for it. We're going to the malt shop next door.
Yay. Even the police department in Williams supports us. They're glad that this is now becoming controlled. And it's in a very prominent building in town where they can watch us and know that we're legitimate.
Wow. Now, are you offering, as well as medication, are you offering classes or education or certification, any of the other cations?
We're not doing certifications because our medical director can't do that any longer once we open up. But we do have tons of education. We're bringing in massage therapy, we hope acupuncture, all of the holistic approaches that kind of go along with this industry.
Awesome. So that'll be something a patient can walk in and pay for separately, like if they want to get a massage and some medicine, they'll do it that way?
Absolutely.
That's great. That's fantastic. This seems to be a more holistic approach to, you know, what we're moving towards as a culture anyway in America. They're more open-mindedness, if you will, to things like this.
I think that had a lot to do with us in choosing our name. That's why we decided to call ourselves a wellness center, because we feel that this natural approach to healing is the way that this society is heading.
Absolutely. When a patient does come in, we have an online question for you. A patient out there wants to know what your atmosphere is like. Will they expect a dispensary like? Is it friendly, sterile? Are you meeting a doctor? What happens? What's the process if we want to come in and get medicine?
I almost think more like a coffee shop atmosphere. Very laid back.
Right on. That's great.
Yeah, it's rustic and rural. Wooden floors, just nice pictures on the walls. Not sterile in any way.
That sounds comfortable and cozy. We've heard some of the dispensaries you you go in and you're quickly, you know, I mean, you're seen by their doctor or medical director, but there's not a whole lot of time spent or,
get in, get out fast.
Yeah, kind of like a doctor visit. Yeah.
Yeah. We have some nice comfy bar stools in front of our displays. Pull up a chair, spend some time, let our bud tenders educate you. It's just very relaxed.
Oh, okay. So that's one of we have another question online. For patients that don't have any idea what's going on, do you sit down and take the time to show them and talk to them about how to use their medicine and what to do with it?
Not only are our staff trained on those issues, but we have patient handouts as well that if they don't remember what we showed them or told them, they can take those home with them. In fact, it's required by DHS that we give them handouts on how to consume it, the different strains and what ailments they treat, what symptoms they alleviate. So it's a big process, and we plan on taking the time necessary with each patient to let them leave there feeling like they know what they're doing when they leave.
Oh, that's great. That's really important. We think education is the most important thing around here, because without that, we wouldn't be advancing like we would in...
Right. With as much as they, Tumbleweeds has going on down here, they are really getting a lot of their help from their patients coming in and seeing that the value of them opening up here is really important. So a lot of the volunteers have been coming in and helping train the classes. Some of the patients are actually, you know, that are a little more educated on some of the things that Tumbleweeds is concentrating on. They'll come in and teach the class, or they'll do a Q&A session. So it's really nice because the patients that are constantly coming in here are constantly getting education.
And that's a wonderful thing.
Yeah, we're glad to hear that you're doing it that way. We've actually had some patients from dispensaries in Arizona come to Tumbleweeds and say that they've received medicine and just don't know what to do with it. So it's important that that dispensaries, especially because they're recognized by the state, so people and patients are looking to them to provide a service, a full service of education, not only dispensing medicine, but you have to dispense proper education with that medicine. Just like when you go to the pharmacy and you need an antibiotic and you sign off for your Keflex, you have to sign off on that pad that you spoke with the pharmacist or you spoke with their assistant or you understand what's going on. I mean, even just 5 minutes to take the time, because it's a scary, sad situation when someone walks in with medical cannabis and at, you know, a certain 60 plus years old, they've never used it before in their life and they still don't know what to do with it. They get it from a dispensary and they still don't know how to use it. It's kind of a sad thing. So we're really happy to hear that you're doing, that you're going to provide such wonderful, comfortable, safe education for people. Are you having security guards and stuff too, speaking of safety?
Yes, we do. And we put, again, probably $40,000 worth of security in that little building just to make sure everything is safe.
There you go, folks. Add that number onto your 150.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, this isn't a game here. This is a very serious business, and we really appreciate you, you know, putting yourself out there and really putting yourself on the line for patients, because it's what you all are doing for us. You know, thank you for that.
It's fulfilling knowing that we're helping.
Yeah. Are you going to be supplying things like seeds and clones for patients to start growing themselves?
You know, that's a possibility. Once our cultivation center is opened, we could offer that. We do offer, at this point, a full line of accessories that are local made in Phoenix.
Oh, very cool.
That goes right along with the patient education. We can show them how to use what's there. And our staff has a minimum of 10 years of experience on up to 40 years, actually. So I feel like we can offer a full service in that respect.
Wow, that's really impressive. So who do you have on your staff, like RNs or doctors, or do you have people like bud tenders, as we hear them called?
We do have bud tenders, and I prefer the term dispensary technician, but they call themselves bud tenders, so I'm not getting anywhere with that. But we also have a physician on staff, an MD, who can answer any questions that arise. So it's very nice. I think we're very well covered.
Excellent. That's really cool. And what is the website that people can check you out?
You know, we don't have it up and running just yet. That's coming soon.
Okay. Is there a Facebook page or?
Nope, nothing social yet. We're just about there, though.
How do so you open January 21st. You're right on Route 66. It's a Route 66 Wellness Center. I hope you have a sign out front, I'm sure, something to tell people where to go.
We do.
Awesome. So that's just how they get you for now. If they're up in the Williams area, they go to town.
Correct.
Okay. So we have some questions about the kind of experience. You say you have 10 people that have 10 plus years experience. Is that to be a bud tender as well? What kind of experience do you need to be a dispensary technician?
Well, when I spoke of the experience, it's experience with cannabis.
Okay.
I don't think there's been dispensaries around that long yet. Pretty close, but not quite.
Unless they're all in California.
Yes. Our staff is this personal experience with growing and using.
Awesome. And do you have an address for folks in Williams?
I do. It's 341 East Route 66 in Williams.
Awesome. 341 East Route 66. January 21st is the big opening.
That's right.
Is there a zip code on that one?
86046.
All right. Google that, MapQuest it, put it in your Waze, put it in your Facebook, something. Find it. It's going to be great. How big is it?
It's really intimate. It's about 600 square feet.
Oh, wow. Super cozy.
It is. It's very nice.
Wow, that's great. We put a little note to your address on the website for people that want to do your Yahoo maps and such to get over there January 21st. Any other questions, Canvas Kid?
On your grand opening, are you guys planning any fun stuff?
Any
specials or
free things?
We already have some built-in pricing specials, but we wanted to try to do a soft opening to start and just see how much comes in. There are only about 60 registered patients in Williams, but we are the first dispensary north of Phoenix, so we're a little concerned about the number of patients that may come in from the surrounding area.
Heck yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, lots of Cliff bars on hand, protein bars and water. You're going to need stamina.
Exactly.
Wow. I didn't realize that. I thought Flagstaff had something going on yet. No, huh?
Nope. We were dispensary number 5.
What? Wow. Number 5. That's,
exactly.
Wow. Holy Toledo. That's really exciting.
We think so.
That is, we were talking about what a huge milestone in the history of the world this is, being a part of cannabis becoming legalized and decriminalized and regulated and whatever word you want to use to describe it. It's
socially acceptable.
Yeah, exactly. It's huge. How long will you be open? Are you a Monday through Saturday kind of thing? We have a question. People want to know. We've already gotten people that want to know when you're open.
We're open 12 to 5, Monday through Saturday right now. And once we see what kind of patients come through, we'll increase our hours so that we're sure we can provide medicine to everyone who comes in.
Probably going to be more like 7 to 7.
I'm hoping, and I'll do it 7 days a week if I need to.
Wow, that's great. That's a wonderful commitment to patients out there.
Thank you. And like I said, this is a personally fulfilling endeavor. It's been wonderful to be on this from the ground up.
How did you get started in this? I forgot to ask that right away.
Again, working with the cancer patients, we had already been supplying to them, of course, illegally for years. And once we knew Prop 203 was coming around, we started campaigning for it before it passed. And, of course, held our breath during the end of the election that took 10 days to figure out whether we won or not. It's been wonderful helping to flesh out the rules and going through that whole process as well.
Are you going to contact places like the cancer centers, you know, of Arizona and things like that? Like, and are they contacting you? Do you have places, organizations like that trying to get in contact with you about this?
Well, what's interesting is there are about 1,000 patients from the cancer center I most recently worked at that are going to continue to work with us because we're pretty heavy into research as well. And so we kind of brought those patients along with us.
Oh, good. I was going to ask about that, but politically, you mentioned politics briefly, but we know that it might be on the ballot again in 2014. Are you doing anything politically over there, up there?
You know, we will. We were very active before Prop 203 passed, and we'll continue to do so. I know that a poll came out yesterday that 59% of state residents in Arizona believe in this program.
Yeah, I
so
saw it.
Even if that does make it onto a ballot issue in 2014, I think it's an uphill battle for the other side.
Oh, I agree with you 100%. I just saw that, too. That's awesome. There's such good news going around the state for this, you know, for medical cannabis.
Exactly. You know, I think given time, the program will just get stronger and stronger.
Yep. I think you're right.
There's still some misinformation out there, like the newspaper article that came out about how 9 out of 10 kids say they got their medical marijuana from dispensaries. Well, surprise, none of the dispensaries were open yet when the poll was taken.
Yeah, I know. And they put that kind of information out and people just believe it without doing their research.
Exactly.
But that's why we're here. To dispel all that and tell them the truth that we know and help get the, you know, the cause supported more and more. And I think with Washington and Colorado legalizing, it's just, you know, on our side.
Exactly. It's only going to move forward.
Yeah, I agree.
I don't know if Kim got to talk, that Bell got to talk about this yet, was the Silver Tour with Robert Platshorn. Being up there in Sun City, right? You're close to, is it close to Sun City, Williams? It's up there.
Williams is outside of Flagstaff.
So is it a more of an older population up there, retirement?
You know, I think it's actually more young folks.
Oh.
Wow. It's just families that have decided to embrace the rural lifestyle.
Huh. That's awesome.
Yep.
Good. You'll probably see a whole mix of people come in. You'll probably be very surprised.
I know Tumbleweed sees, you know.
A lot of the
55
plus.
Yeah, 55 plus.
Wiser.
The wiser ones. And that's been really helping out with should grandma smoke?
Yes.
Which is one of the things that Tumbleweeds plays a lot. So, yeah, I was just wondering the age groups that the dispensary is going to be serving or the wellness center is going to be serving.
Probably everybody.
Interesting. I would have thought an older group you know, 55 plus up there, retirement area, things like that.
Skiers.
Well, we'll know a little more Monday when we start seeing patients come in, but I think it's going to be, I'd almost guess 30, 40, 50-year-olds.
Yeah, the majority of cardholders are 40 plus, I think. That's what the stats have shown. I can't believe it's the 21st is Monday already. Wow, you must be, the countdown's on.
I'm pretty excited.
Woo! All right.
That's what I say.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much for taking time out of your super busy schedule. I know that you must just have a million plus things and only 24 hours in a day to get that done.
Well, we thank you for your support as well.
Oh, absolutely. And we would love to have you on in a little while after your center, your wellness center opens, Route 66 Wellness Center, and talk to you again and see how that's going. And we'll just find out who's coming in to see you and what's going on over there.
I look forward to it.
Thank you so much. You have a wonderful evening and good luck.
Thank you, Pat.
You as well. It was nice to meet both of you.
Nice
you too.
Meeting you too.
Take care.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Wow. Monday.
She must be,
excited. Stoked. Yeah.
I didn't get to hear, do they have a big staff? There's 600 square feet.
Probably.
You get a lot of people.
Yeah, no, you're going to have more patients than staff probably in that kind of a small area. Wow. That's exciting. They're going to have a whole line of foods, and it's organic, all natural.
Great.
3341 East Route 66 in Williams, Arizona.
Out there.
It is. It's not that far past Flagstaff, though. Mm-hmm. They're about 45 minutes, I'd say, probably from Flagstaff. 45 minutes to an hour, who knows. But
the gateway to the Grand Canyon is what they're called.
Oh, gorgeous. Uh-huh. I bet, you know, and that's just a beautiful drive to go get some quality cannabis. Hello. That's, you know, oh, bummer. Dang, I have to go get my medicine today.
Especially with
that's
it being
horrible.
On Route 66, you know.
Yeah.
Just pass right
oh, yeah.
And...
That's going to be great. I wonder if we didn't even ask. We didn't get – there's so many more questions we always think of, but, you know, there's going to be a lot of out-of-state patients out there.
Right. Now, what are they doing with the out-of-state patient thing?
Some dispensaries are accepting them. I don't know if all of them are. I don't know that it's a – well, I mean, if the state accepts them, like maybe – I guess the dispensaries would. I don't know. It's written in. Arizona is a reciprocal state, so I know of – one dispensary, I believe, that's accepting them, it's Southern Arizona Integrative Therapies. Mm-hmm. I don't know of any others. I guess the Route 66 Wellness Center is number 5 in the state.
Awesome.
5 out of, what, 90-something coming? That's not so bad. They're trickling in. I think that's great.
Especially with being at the beginning of the year, I think a lot of the dispensaries were holding off.
Well,
doing that.
And
or,
you,
well,
and you heard
off.
What the process was, the inspection process. Holy Toledo. And, you don't just grab $150,000 and open a dispensary. $40,000 grand went into just security. Hello, it's a lot of dogs. We were sent an email with a video that it has just come in, and I have to play this before we have like 15 minutes left here, but we have to play this song. It's hysterical. It is called Pot Shop Thrift Shop Parody.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Burke does this, and his team of awesome folk, they do it politically. It's funny. It's political. I will warn you all now, there are bad words in it.
Mm-hmm. Ryan Lewis is at the end, who is McAfee is his parody that it's on is the thrift shop.
Oh, that's okay.
So he's a big supporter of cannabis,
awesome.
LGBT rights. The list goes on and on with him. And him being a big supporter of this, and he got on board with Stephen. And
that's so great.
They got it down. It's a really great video. So you're only going to hear it tonight, but
next week Steve's going to be on the show. Yeah, I know. Awesome. And
we'll
play a bunch of videos. And I tried, if you go to Tumbleweeds Health Center Facebook page, there's actually a link to the video. You can listen along. And what's really cool is they put the lyrics at the bottom. It's really awesome. It's political. It's fun.
The end really got me, and it was my favorite part was the end, because it's where they got a little more political.
Yeah.
And they were really showing what it's all about. And I think this is the way that things should be start going.
And here we go. We're going to play it now. It's kind of a long song, but it's important. So have fun and check it out. Remember, bad language, cover your kids' ears.
Puff, 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 I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a huntin', looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
Walked into my house, like, what up? I got some good pot. I'm just pumped up, got some herb from the pot shop. Ice in my fridge, it used to be frosty. My friend's like, damn, that's a stoned ass donkey. Rolling in hella high, looking like it's FIFA time. Dominating all my friends as I eat some chili fries. Draped in a snuggie with my girl sitting next to me. Probably shouldn't have had a big gulp full of iced tea. But shit, it was 99 cents. I'll be blazing and smoking it. About to go and get some munchies next. Passing up on those Cracker Jacks. Reese's Pieces are where it's at. Gotta get me some soda pop. Cotton mouth has been creeping up. I can't remember where I put my keys. Yeah, that's what's up. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. I'ma take your grandpa's ride. No, for real. Ask your grandpa, can I take a 65? Deville cruising to my local Publix. Nothing better than rolling with two super fly chicks. They have frozen burritos. I bought frozen burritos. I bought some Ben and Jerry's. And then I bought some Cheetos. Hello, hello, my main man Obama. A couple states have just reformed their laws on marijuana. What you gonna do, send the feds there? Hell no, the DEAs would be like, aw, they got volcanoes.
I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop, this is fucking awesome. I'm gonna smoke some weed, only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunting, looking for a pot shop.
What you know about the science of marijuana? What you know about people suffering from glaucoma? They need it, they need it, it helps them with their condition. If you don't believe me, then just ask some eye physicians. Thank your granddad for voting for that guy, Richard Nixon is the president who made the plant illegal. But science is now showing that it's medicine for people, and the private sector fighting to keep all of that illegal. Alcohol and tobacco, pharmaceutical prisons. I'll take those four major lobby groups and fight those motherfuckers. They're making money day and night, all those motherfuckers. And bribing Congress out of sight, all those motherfuckers. They'd be like, oh, it's immoral and unhealthy. I'm like, how many people are you making wealth? Anti-marijuana lobbies are making all kinds of profits, and they don't want you to stop it because of all the special interest. I call that getting swindled and pimped shit. I call that getting tricked by the government. That law's hella old, so it's time to update it, regulate it, and then get it under state control. Peak game, look into my political telescope. Think it's gonna stay like this forever? Not hella won't. Not hella won't.
Stop being a hypocrite. You used to smoke weed, fool.
I'm gonna smoke some weed. Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome. Let's end the war on drugs. It's time to pull the plug. These special interest groups are nothing more than corporate thugs. Let's end the war on weed. The people have agreed. These special interest groups have kept these laws with bribery. I'm gonna smoke some weed.
Only got $20 in my pocket. I'm a hunt, looking for a pot shop. This is fucking awesome.
All right.
How about that?
Woo! That was awesome.
So it's the good. I like that parody because at the very end it does give those, you know, the political things. It tells everything in the health and how it's an old. What did they say? It was a very old written law and needs to be changed.
Oh, it's awesome. They talk about everything political. I just love. I turn into a rap artist and I'm so not one. It's so great. It's fun. It's upbeat. It's smart. Political. We love it. We can't wait to talk to Steve next weekend.
Yeah.
Maybe get
if you get Ryan Lewis on here,
get Ryan on the show. Who knows? We're gonna chat it up. This is so great. We love it.
At least we could talk to him about how it was working with him. But
oh my goodness.
I want to hear how he won. Like, where he,
I want to make a video with this guy.
When he makes a parody, I always want to know like, what was their motivation behind making the parody?
Oh, my God. Just silly stoners. Uh-huh. You know it. But
yeah.
I love it.
Like,
I say stoners
song,
are smart.
And they're like,
oh,
I'm
going to
turn it into this song.
That's freaking awesome.
And
I love it.
And change every word and have it go with it.
I know. And the lady that sings at the end, when you watch it on YouTube, keep watching because there's a Canadian singer on, and she's just awesome. Who is she mimicking at the end of that song? Isn't there? Is what is it? Rihanna.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So it's in the tune to that.
The way you lie. Yeah.
Oh.
Who?
Eminem. Featuring Rihanna. Yeah.
Featuring
mm-hmm.
Rihanna. Anyways, they do a little spoof on that, and it's beautiful. It's and the lyrics are again, they're just
the same,
brilliant. Yeah.
Same group. Very cool.
Yeah, very awesome. Check it out. It's on the Facebook page. I'm going to try and get it on tumbleweedshealthcenter.com page, but it's just fun. It's some good, lighthearted political humor.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of, well, politicalness, humor, lightheartedness, seriousness.
Yep.
Guess what we have?
A little bit of empathy.
Ooh, maybe before that, let's do a shout out.
Some shout outs.
Who are we shouting out tonight? We got a lot of shout outs. You know what? Mary Jane Survival Guide. Let's see if this works. Mary Jane Survival Guide. No, it's not working. I was going to do the clapping hand. Dang it. Sorry. There, if you guys haven't checked out mjsurvival.com, if you want to know even more wonderful information, education, recipes, all sorts of legal information, check out mjsurvival.com. They're running a special. Yeah. Yay. There we go. $29.95, you can get your copy of the MJ Guide sent right to your house.
Wow.
Yeah, I think it's 6 copies. It's awesome. So in between your high times, get a Mary J Guide.
Well, something definitely for the Arizona community.
It's awesome.
Kind of like our own high times.
And even, it's a mini high times. And even if you're not here, get it sent to your house in Iowa.
Great
Do
articles,
it.
Great information.
I dare you. Yeah, it's fantastic. MJSurvival.com. Also, AZ Med Test.
AZ Med Testing?
They rock it. They rock med testing.
They find your aliens?
They do, and they send them to Tumbleweeds Health Center. You can hang out with aliens. Come visit. They're great, yeah. No bugs. You know, they look for organic things. They tell you your THC, CBD, CBN levels. It's groovy. It's a great place to get your meds tested, to know what's in there, and to know how they affect you, and if you like them, if they work for you, if you don't. You know, and you can fix your own strains and make them work the way
you
want.
They know what they're doing up there. They definitely know what they're looking for.
Yes, they do.
Lots of experts.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Experts.
Definite experts. Also, the grower's house. Before we get to med testing, we got to grow our meds.
Mm-hmm.
We love that. We love growing meds.
Great family
over
there.
Yeah, very great family. Paul and Nate.
Mm-hmm.
Father-son team. Yeah, those guys. They're awesome. Those guys are awesome. I did the whole pollinate one time, and it sounds like pollinate. You know, you're going to pollinate a plant. But so now I have to be very specific. Paul and
Nate.
Pollinate. I could say Nate and Paul. But, you know, it's father-son. Kind of sounds, you know, just goes that way. Just goes that way.
Goes
so
that way.
I think we did some cool shout outs. We're so happy to have this radio show. Honestly, I feel so blessed and privileged these days. And we're going to share this blessedness with you in the form of Hempathy, Food for Thought, one of our favorite books here. Dang it. Meant to contact this person again. Oh, someone call in and remind me. And you know what? We're going to have a magic phrase this week. We're not even going to do a trivia question. We're going to make this so easy to get a free joint here. Come on, people.
Practically giving it
away. Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. So, magic phrase is empathy, food for thought. That's easy enough. That's just the title of a book that we're reading for the last year almost.
Even if they came in and probably said empathy.
Empathy. We might even give them sympathy for empathy.
Ooh.
And give them some pop. Yeah, just we'll give them a joint. Come in,
lay
get
down,
your free
down.
Joint. Come
lay
on, people. We're
down.
Trying to get patients in here. You want the meds? Come and get it. They're here.
At least let Tumbleweeds talk to you. Come in and let Tumbleweeds.
Come
talk
get
to
certified.
You, and then we will put your joint on hold for you.
Kind of like play away. Just kidding.
No.
Not Tumbleweeds.
But if they're free.
Okay. Hempacy. Food for thought. We're going to look at the whys and why not of our cultural, spiritual, scientific, legal, political ideas of why and the why not of this plant. So since you were late, you have to do this side. Ha ha.
Oh,
yep.
All right.
The bad side. All right.
Lethal chemical cocktail.
Yeah.
This is on the why side.
Yeah, why?
So we've got just a man coming in. He looks kind of sick. He, you know, he needs his medication. He's going into the pharmacy.
That was a boo.
He's walking into the pharmacy, and there's an evil-looking pharmacist.
Okay, there's the boo now. Sorry, it's no good.
No.
Yeah.
Evil-looking. Evil-looking pharmacist.
Nope, it's not working. Forget it. Okay, start again. Do over.
So he's got the little guy's got his little patient's got his pharma.
What is that? Stethoscope?
His little
his prescription.
In his hand. And the doc and this pharmacist is pushing over all these meds, almost looking like way too much that he should even be taking. And so we've got. In the U.S. and Europe, regulators approve drugs whose long-term side effects are unknown. Often mm-hmm. these drugs are withdrawn from the market after causing wide-scale harm. Doctors up the dosages when patients report their drugs are ineffective and prescribe cocktails, drug combinations whose effects are untested. So what's going on here? There's a lot of drugs that are going out there. We're hearing, I always see the lawyers' things pop up a lot. Have you taken this drug? And has this happened to you? This happened to you? I'm like, is this really happening?
Yeah. Hello.
And not once have you ever heard medical cannabis be put up there going, it did this, it did that, it did that.
Side effects.
Side effects?
Bad side effects.
Like bad.
Well, bad side effects. Because the side effects of too much or it's just you go to sleep.
You've got
and
dry
people
mouth
like,
and red eye and
well, okay.
hungry.
Well, and some people need that, though.
Somebody,
with wasting
body,
syndrome,
exactly.
things like that. They need
so
those
just let
side
me
effects.
Read this last part. Nearly 32,000 annual deaths in the United States alone are due to adverse effects of prescription drugs. Some 7,600 are due to non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs, such as aspirin.
Hello.
Sorry. Biops killed more Americans than the terrorists who flew planes into the World Trade Center on 9/11. By a factor of 19, according to the FDA official, status-approved prescription drugs are 16,400% more deadly than terrorists.
Whoa.
Did you hear that? 16,400% more deadly than terrorists. So.
That's ridiculous.
Medications that can hurt you and medications that don't hurt you.
Well, and the thing is, people need to have a choice.
Yeah.
You know what? That's what, you know, we're just giving you a really positive, good plant as a choice.
Well, I think as a community, we definitely give our hands a big clap for it coming this far, you know, and where we're at. I mean, 2 years ago, we would have never been setting in a center.
No kidding. Or be able to wear our little pot pins around mm-hmm. town, you know, proudly and not feel like people are going to shun you too much.
See, it's on the rise.
It is on the rise. And just so you know, folks, there's a disclaimer at the bottom of the website radio page that says we will go over in time. So it's happening again. We're going over. We just can't limit ourselves to an hour. You're going to have to give us a few minutes and we're going to tell you about the why not. Yeah, it's a plant. It says why not a plant. Therapeutic use of marijuana has a history spanning over 4,500 years. We've seen some textbooks that say 10,000 plus years. It is currently available by prescription in its whole plant form in the Netherlands, Canada, Spain, Italy, Israel, And in it says 15 U.S. states. The book's a little outdated. Helping the sick requires that we maintain the availability of medical marijuana. Strong evidence supports its usefulness in treating appetite loss, glaucoma, nausea, vomiting, spasticity, pain, arthritis, dystonia, insomnia, seizure, IBS, Tourette's, and many more medical conditions.
It's side effects from all those pharmaceuticals.
Heck yeah, hello, may cause blah, 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 internal bleeding. Studies have shown, yeah, I love that one, may cause death. Sign me up for that. Yeah, take it, yeah. Studies have shown the long-term use of cannabis to be safe. In contrast to many other medical drugs, the long-term use of cannabis does not harm the stomach, liver, kidneys, and heart. All right, let's just say that again. It says, the long-term use of cannabis does not harm the stomach, the liver, the kidneys, and the heart. Wow, that's pretty amazing. That's a pretty amazing plant.
Take that to your pharmacist.
Yeah, hello. Oh my gosh, next week's book. Woof, very interesting.
Yeah.
Wow. Well, now we don't have time for the pile of books I have on the floor here, but that's all right. We'll get to them eventually. And all the news we had, the show just goes and goes and goes. But
we still want to hear from you.
Yeah,
we want to know what you guys out there.
And I haven't even checked to see recently. There may be some even people chatting out there. They were digging on that song, though. I know that. But let's see. In closing here, we are going to actually have to close the show, I guess. What do you think? Should we close it up?
Yeah.
Wednesday, Wednesday. Everything about cannabis, marijuana, weed, pot, all of it.
You need to know, it's here.
Yep. Grass. We would like to thank Pat from the new Williams Dispensary.
Thank you, Pat.
Route 66 Wellness Center. 341 East Route 66.
Go and check her out.
Williams,
21st.
Arizona. This Monday, folks. Everyone up north. Heck, people from Phoenix.
Go check her out.
Support your dispensaries. Drive up there. Go say hello. Tell them Bella and the cannabis kit. Rocky Mountain High. That's it. She's like, oh my gosh, there's only one Monday. Don't forget, over at Tumbleweed Health Center through January, come get certified for $95.
Visit the staff.
Oh.
What a great staff.
Excellent. Classes every week. We've got a class on Friday with Nurse Mary D on ALS. Saturday, well, I think I need some tea. Sound like Bobby, no, was it Bobby? No, Peter Brady from the Brady Bunch when he went to go sing. Time will change. You know that, yeah.
It's
great.
Changing.
Something suddenly came up. So I'm having Brady Bunch flashbacks. I even lost my train of thought. I know. Marsha. Never mind. We're going to close. Growers House, AZ Med Testing, Mary Jane Survival Guide, Pat from the Williams Dispensary. Next week, I think, is our Canna News Hour with Steve Burke and his incredible parodies.
Hot Shop.
Oh, my gosh. Check it out on YouTube. Check it out on our Facebook page. That's what I was going to tell you about Saturday's class. Real quick. We're doing a strain review, kind of. We're talking about the difference between sativas and indicas, what they do for you, how they can help you, what strains go with what ailments, and we're just sharing some more education. So stay tuned next week for another wonderful show. Remember,
be smart,
be safe,
and
educate.
Good night, Belle.
Thank you. Good night, Cannabis Kid. Thanks for coming, and thanks for joining our show, everybody.
Thank you.
We are signing off here.
Good night, everyone.